I asked, worried that Alex was thinking of a horrendous fleet confrontation. "Divide and conquer," Alex said enigmatically. Julian smiled and nodded. "It came from one of your vids, Renee," Alex said in answer to the questioning look on his partner's face. "What did?" Ellie asked. "The answer to our dilemma lies in determining which races, represented by these ships," Alex replied, indicating the holovid display, "are the most vulnerable to persuasion." "The probabilities are great," Z interjected, "that each of these species occupied its own territory prior to being absorbed by the master race. If we can identify the most recent group to be usurped, we'll probably find its territory at the edge of the master race's dominion. That would make access to those worlds less problematic. And, as the more recently absorbed species, the memory of domination would be fresher. This might make them more amenable to turning against their masters," Julian reasoned. "Or they could play both sides against each other and expose us to retaliation by the masters," Ellie reasoned. "That will certainly be part of the challenge," Alex admitted. "But once we turn one group, it will be easier to turn another, especially with the intelligence about the master race that the first race should provide." "How do we go about identifying which species is the most vulnerable?" Ellie asked. "Like Luther's answer to the question of protecting our ships from the Nual broadcast, it's a work in progress," Alex replied, and dismissed the meeting. Alex and Renee had retired for the evening. They were sipping tea on a couch, cuddled together and happy to be relaxing in their salon aboard the Freedom. "Do you know what I like best about our suite?" Renee asked Alex. "Hmm," Alex replied as he took a swallow from his cup. "Trident cabins, even the ones we had, weren't meant to be comfortable for two people for as long as we were aboard, especially with one as large as you, my love. I did notice that we had a little more body contact than was usual for us." "I did enjoy it for the first month or so, my love, but after that it felt as if I was experiencing incoming asteroids and their collisions." "I wasn't gentle in our contacts?" "Your deceleration was adequate, my love," Renee replied, kissing his temple. "But if you haven't noticed, your Greco-Roman workouts have returned you to the hardness of when we first met, if not more so." "Would you like me softer?" Alex asked with a smirk. "You know that's not the way I like you," Renee replied with a tempting grin. "Good evening, Alex and Renee," the couple heard in their implants from Cordelia. "I hope I'm not interrupting anything." "Nothing that can't be continued, Cordelia," Renee replied. "I have two important messages addressed to both of you. One message is required to precede the other, and before you ask, the senders of the first message requested that I withhold relaying their comm until you had an opportunity to relax. Good evening, Sayers." A link was left in their implants, and Alex regarded Renee, who signaled her readiness, and he triggered the link. "Alain and I fervently hope that your journey was safely concluded," Etienne had sent. "In your absence, my creshmate and I have thought long and hard about our commitment to your personal safety." Alain added, "We believe our skills are inadequate in regard to ensuring your safety with the lives you lead, and we respectfully request to be released from your service. If you refuse, we'll honor our commitment." Then Etienne continued, "Please understand that it's not that we don't wish to see you protected. It's that Z and Miranda are more capable of personally defending you, especially with their avatar speed and weapons. We've chosen another way of being of service to you." Alain explained, "We've traveled with the fleet to Bellamond and have enlisted in the Naval Training Academy. We intend to become fighter pilots to defend the fleet, and therefore the two of you." "We ask for your understanding, Sayers," Etienne finished. Alex looked at Renee. Her hand was over her mouth, and tears swam in her eyes. "You don't want them to go?" Alex asked.
"No, no," Renee cried. "I've been worried about them for years. Lately there's been little need for their escort services, but I didn't want to hurt their feelings. They're proud men. It's wonderful that they've chosen a new direction for themselves. But fighter pilots? I could have wished for a safer occupation for them."
"You thought they would shift from trying to keep me alive to, say, working in the meal room?" Alex asked.
"No, I suppose not. They were bound to choose something dangerous where their skills could be put to use," Renee replied, and triggered the second link that appeared in her implant.
"I'm hoping the Wanderers have made it home safely," Tatia had sent. "I'm sure that you'll have much to say when we meet, Alex, and you'll have had my general reports from Cordelia. This one is of a personal nature. I wasn't sure what to do about Etienne and Alain's requests. In the end, I decided to do what you would do, Alex. Let them choose their own paths." Alex and Renee heard Tatia pause and the rustling of bedclothes before she continued. "To the twins' disappointment, I removed them from fighter training and put them through Trident training. They were too good to be wasted in travelers. They graduated top of their class, together. Odd thing, that, but probably not when you consider they're twins and creche-mates. This means, Alex and Renee, you'll be addressing the DeLong captains when you next speak to them. What you won't believe will be watching this pair in action. With two Tridents, they consistently beat a squadron of three Meridians. Against Omnian squadrons, they often accomplish a draw, which is to say five Tridents out of action. I hope you'll be as proud of them as I am." Alex closed their comlinks. He was mulling over Tatia's statements about the twins' combat skills when Renee interjected her thoughts. "I would have thought Tatia would be worried for them, especially for her partner Alain. Then again, it's probably safer for them to be in Tridents than standing next to you, my love." "I will miss them as close companions," Renee said, climbing into Alex's lap. Two more friends in harm's way, Alex thought, his anger rising against the Nual and their master race. Alex and friends will return in Nual. You've been listening to Vinium, a Silver Ships novel, by S. H. Yuha. Narrated by Grover Gardner. Produced by S. H. Yuha. Audio production by Dog-Eared Copy, Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.